Unit 11, Word Quiz. 32. How many of the lunches that you ate over the last week can you recall? Do you remember what you ate today? I hope so. Yesterday? I bet it takes a moment's effort. And what about the day before yesterday? What about a week ago? It's not so much that your memory of last week's lunch has disappeared. If provided with the right cue, like where you ate it or whom you ate it with, you would likely recall what had been on your plate. Rather, it's difficult to remember last week's lunch because your brain has filed it away with all the other lunches you've ever eaten as just another lunch. When we try to recall something from a category that includes as many instances as lunch or wine, many memories compete for our attention. The memory of last Wednesday's lunch isn't necessarily gone. It's that you lack the right hook to pull it out of a sea of lunchtime memories. But a wine that talks, that's unique. It's a memory without rivals. Unit 11, Word Quiz. 33. In the less developed world, the percentage of the population involved in agriculture is declining. But at the same time, those remaining in agriculture are not benefiting from technological advances. The typical scenario in the less developed world is one in which a very few commercial agriculturalists are technologically advanced, while the vast majority are incapable of competing. Indeed, this vast majority have lost control over their own production because of larger global causes. As an example, in Kenya, farmers are actively encouraged to grow export crops such as tea and coffee at the expense of basic food production. The result is that a staple crop, such as maize, is not being produced in a sufficient amount. The essential argument here is that the capitalist mode of production is affecting peasant production in the less developed world in such a way as to limit the production of staple foods, thus causing a food problem.